Yeah, a lot of good stuff in there. You ready, Chris?
Testing.
Good.
Testing.
Good. All right. Might as well get, underway. The meeting of the Water Commissioners, May 17th, 2017. Is anybody here recording besides us? All right. Thank you. Any public comment tonight before we get cranking? No? All good?
I got some public comment.
All good.
Okay, Don Campbell, Water Commissioner. I just I found out 3 or 4 days ago that Ted Barnacle is not running for re-election for this next term, and I was saddened by it. I've been sitting next to him now for 4 years. He's been a commissioner for 12. He has business, doing water and sewer work. He's well-versed in the mechanics and the engineering and all that stuff that goes with what we do here, and it's been a real asset. It's been a pleasure to sit next to him and learn stuff from him. And some of the accomplishments he's accomplished over the years, been part of the board when we had joined the MTBE settlement lawsuit where the district realized $2 million out of that lawsuit, implemented water conservation measures, including the system-wide water audit, part of the board where the Santuit tank was built, the Lowell Park water conservation, obviously involved with the project we're just finishing up now, also instrumental in the USDA funding that with the district realized $500,000 grant for water system improvements. And also the FEMA and MEMA grant for $77,000 for emergency generator at Station 5. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that takes a certain amount of expertise, and you get that through time doing this. And I know it's time for him to move on, and I will miss him. And whoever takes his place, there's a big chair to fill. But it's also good to have fresh eyes and a fresh perspective coming in, too. So I really appreciate the time he's been here and all the service he's done to this for this district. It really has been, I think we're better off for it. So thank you. That's my comment.
Thanks, Don. All right. Now we get to the good part, the minutes.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of April 19th.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Guys are getting paid again.
That's the final fifth, that's the final four for this year. These are all on call. Telephone samples came back clean. We have not done any MTBE. We'll be doing that next month. We did do our nitrites for DEP, but that was just done this morning, Monday morning. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting on results from those. Other than that, we're in good shape right now. Things are going well.
Yeah.
All right. April of 2016, we pumped 12,579,000. April of 2017, 11,551,000, for a decrease of 1,028,000 this year. We had quite a wet.
Yeah,
it was very wet. Last year we had a real dry year, pumped water like you wouldn't believe. Everybody kind of did around the Cape. So I kind of see that staying at a declining rate. Not as much as it is here, because I don't think that rain's going to keep coming like it is, but I do believe that we're looking better than we did last year.
Yeah.
We did put in four new water services, three of them over on two at Meadows, and one over here on Main Street for a garage apartment. We didn't have any replacement services going on. I don't know if everybody's noticed. We are up there flushing. It's going quite well. It's moving along pretty quickly. At the rate we're going, looks like we might be done by the end of the month. Sometimes it takes a month longer.
Yeah.
So things are looking up right now. We're already at this end from here down, we're looking at basically. So it's just the south end here, and we should be done.
No complaints from things being stirred up?
We've got a few dirty water complaints, but you can't help that because, you know, you're shutting down gates here. You're pulling water from all kinds of different areas. We have had a couple leaks happen. I don't think it has anything to do with the flushing. It's just wear and tear that's going on. So that's going. On that note, kind of like on both, on Friday afternoon or Thursday afternoon, they took the drought situation in Massachusetts off. We're back to a normal situation. We've had it on all winter long. Those blue signs that are locked out there for the restrictions have been lifted. They just, the signs haven't come in yet because we've been running around doing other stuff. I will try to get them in before the end of the week. It's good. It'll be good, but people, you know, them signs have been out so long, I don't even think people will know what they say anymore. So we'll get them out and get them back.
The well levels are all normal?
They're not quite normal, but we've had enough rain that it should be.
Okay.
We were down about roughly 11 inches about a month ago. So it's starting to come back and build up a little bit. But when we did our maintenance for the well, all the wells were down about a foot. But we're still in good condition.
Yeah.
The other thing is we finally got a check from CVEC on our net metering credits.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it was for 3 months, and I think it was $1,646.50. So that's that, and we're starting to get some of those metering credits back for electricity.
Excellent.
Yeah. That basically all I have here. If anything comes up while we're going, I'll mention it. Thank you.
All right, Chris, thanks. How many more houses does Stacy have over
there? I have
there?
Two applications that came in yesterday.
How many think are left?
I think about three.
That's it?
Maybe four. Yeah.
You built them up pretty fast.
They sure did.
Yeah. Good for him. All right, we can go to old business, project updates. Russ Kleekamp, GHD Engineering. Hey, Russ.
Hi, good evening. Russ Kleekamp with GHD.
Set up for it. Break it. I think if you loosen the bottom, the whole thing comes up.
I think that's
okay.
Just loud enough, everybody? Hear me okay? First, I'd like to share in Commissioner Campbell's words earlier that I've worked with Chairman Barnacle for the last 12 years on various projects, and it's been a great relationship, and sorry to see you go, but I look forward to continue working with the board and with Katuit on whatever projects you may have in the future. Just to give you an update on the current projects, I'm sure you've all seen, but they did finally demolish the Main Street tank.
Yeah.
It is no longer. We have the three carriers on their temporary facilities. I've spoken with Central Line Communications. They've completed their site survey, and they're starting to put together their package for the Town of Barnstable and the Cape Cod Commission, and that will be shared with Katuit prior to submission to the town. So that is rapidly moving forward. The remaining water main work at the Main Street site is scheduled for tomorrow, Friday. So we look to have the project substantially complete by Friday. There's some very minor punch list items that have to be addressed at the West Street tank site, but they're minor in nature, and they can be done very, very easily. With the security and the SCADA project, Comtrak has marked out the location for the new fiber optic through the Wellfield property, and they anticipate starting installation of the fiber optic conduit next week. So that as well is moving forward. Hit a little bit of a snag with our internal assessment. Our lead design engineer had to go on sick leave for about 4 weeks, four more weeks, and I talked with Chris about it. We really can't implement the cameras and the video infrastructure until after the conduit's complete, so it shouldn't set the overall project back at all. To go along with centerline communication and the permanent cell phone tower, they are working with the carriers now to develop their leases and working through the paperwork on their end of it, so that should also be complete by the time they have the package ready for submission to the town and the Cape Cod Commission. And finally, with the USDA funding, I mentioned before that the first grant reimbursement for $69,376 was received, and shortly the district should be getting the second reimbursement for $175,167, which leaves approximately $240,000 remaining on the overall $500,000 grant.
And that's earmarked for the security and skate upgrades, right?
Correct, and also the final pay application from the general contractor doing the water main work. There'll be about $75,000 or $80,000 of remaining work for the demolition and the water main installation.
Good work, Russ.
I can tell you, I'm really happy to hear that security project is moving forward. It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad that it's finally we can just see some progress.
Sure.
We had plenty of patience on that thing. That's the way to go. I mean, things once we get the fiber optics in there, the light years ahead of this radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Oh, one person did ask me last night because the tank came down and he goes, when are you going to clean up to make it look nice around there? Any kind of clean up to the grounds?
So it'll be, we'll have to get the permanent cell phone tower built before we can relocate the ground equipment and demolish the fence and the footings.
Okay.
For the time being, we're going to spread the loam back over and hydroseed it quickly just to establish some green growth. But I did speak with Chris today about a more permanent plan to reestablish plantings out there and return to a more naturalistic setting. It'll look disturbed for a few more months, probably into the fall. But
I told him the plan was to get it back to as natural as possible.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Russ.
We have not seen Zach or heard from him, so we'll move past the solar project update. We'll be in touch with him and find out what his program is. And then, Vic, on to your project here with the standardized job descriptions.
Yeah, and I at the last meeting, I think we handed out a standardized job descriptions for our operators, and pending your comments.
All's good with me, Vic. I'm in your hands. You're a rock and roll.
And okay, we'll go ahead and construct ones for everybody in the water department. And try and get those approved. And those go hand in hand with the wage survey that we've done on the seven towns. I think it's seven surrounding towns. But I think once we get the standardized job descriptions, we can take those to the Prudential Committee and get their approval, and then construct some ratings and job ratings based on those job descriptions. But if you're satisfied with the
format, I think you've done good.
It identifies the duties of the employees, but also gives management, you know, where it says other duties as assigned, gives them some freedom to do things that we don't know ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I'm good with it. Do we need a motion to accept this to move forward?
I don't think so.
No. I think if we get something together, not until we have something official with it.
I don't think we need a motion.
If we get the other, I think we should do it as one package altogether.
Yeah, we'll put them all together. Okay.
You did good, Vic. Thank you.
Are we going to have a plan for the
articles and the warrant?
Yeah, we have to know who's going to read what.
It's essentially reading. How's your reading skills?
I thought we put this in. I have the article from Ray. Oh, there.
11 and 12.
What is that? Oh, you got one of those. I ain't got one of those.
I'm with him.
Well, he was going to send it to you because he thought you would read it.
I can read that. Sure. I'll read 11.
Okay.
That's fine. And 10, Article 10?
I can read that.
Okay.
Vic, you can sit and
you
smile.
You can look pretty.
Vic, you want to read the article where the commissioners get the raise?
I'd love to read that.
We move to 4,000 a year? like all the other towns?
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
Okay. Crickets.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
So if we know you're going to read 11 and Don's going to read 10?
Yeah.
Yep. Improvement fund.
Yeah.
Is that part of the forestry fund too?
Well, it's kind of related. And I'll kind of deal with them together. At the last Prudential Committee meeting, when I read our budget, not this one that just was, but the prior one, where Chris and I were there and read our budget, I got a question about, you know, how we were planning for capital improvements in the water company. And then after doing a little homework and listening to Chris and Jen, I went back to my notes from the district bylaws from last year, and actually these bylaws have been in effect for a long time. I made copies of these. If you flip to the second page, I didn't print the whole bylaws out, just the ones that had to do with the water department. Section 5 says there's a basic use charge shall be assessed by the water commissioners, and each new consumer shall pay this charge before the water service is provided. The charge shall be determined by the commissioners and shall be reevaluated from time to time to reflect reasonably and fairly the cost of equipment and labor necessary to buy water or provide water to new customers within the district. This charge shall be in addition to the cost of extending water mains and installation of water service as stipulated in Section 4. Now, here's the critical part. The funds raised by the assessment of this basic charge shall be accounted for by the water commissioners separately and shall only be used for capital improvements of the water district system. Service for the buildings constructed before May 29, 1973 shall be exempt from this basic service. So anyway, according to the district bylaws, we're supposed to have a separate fund where all of those payments mm-hmm. for new water services and stuff goes, and we don't have one. And so our capital improvement planning is always going back to the Prudential Committee to ask for money, but according to the bylaws, we're supposed to have a fund where that goes. And if you add up those numbers going back to 2005, that's about $115,000 that was raised through the water company's capital improvements, but it's never gone into a separate fund. Anyway, I think that what we need to do is meet with the new treasurer and see if they can't set this fund up and follow the town or the district's bylaws. But That's really all I have to say about that. I haven't met with the new treasurer or the old treasurer.
Jen put a piece of paper together that's in your packet.
Good.
If you look, this has actually been addressed once 11 years ago.
Okay.
I think, Teddy, you probably remember it.
Yep.
When Mrs. Murray was treasurer. And there's a little thing here that was in the notes going back that it would require special litigation legislation to set up the fund to specifically hold those funds for capital improvements. At the time, Mr. Calise, who was commissioner here, made a motion to leave the decision on the basic use charge account to the discretion of the Prudential Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So we did find it in the minute. We didn't get a chance to get to you before you got back yesterday and everything.
Okay.
So it was back brought to attention because at the time we were shocked that we asked them, you know, we'd like to take it from the basic. And she said, well, we really don't have that. You guys just asked for it, we give it to you.
Yeah.
because it would have taken act of legislation here, and they never, nobody ever did it from the bylaws when it was not supposed to be done.
I think we should go back and revisit that and make sure that
okay.
we require, you know, a legislative act to change that, because it has stayed in our bylaws for at least 15 years.
At least.
We don't follow our bylaws. I'd like to get that clarified.
Okay, yeah. No, I don't blame you, not at all. I mean,
it's Ray, right?
Ray?
Yeah.
So it's 112.
Do you want to contact Ray on that?
I would, yeah, and I'd like to, and the second item is related to that. You know, since we've got this forestry study completed, and some of the recommendations are to take trees from the north side that are mature or over mature, make room for the standing stock that's there and harvest those trees and take some value out of the north side property and reinvest that in the south side property, the stuff south of 28. Currently, we don't have a way to do that. I mean, if we take value out of the north side property, that goes into the general fund.
Right.
And wouldn't have to go back and ask to have those funds directed at putting value back in the south side property. Anyway, I think when we visit Ray about setting up a capital
fund, yeah.
Yeah, it would fit nicely into that if we can get that done.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
that
good.
Makes sense to me. Sounds pretty good. How's the forestry? The people are pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You did a good job.
Yeah, the forestry study, we reviewed it. When did we get that back, Chris? 3 months
maybe,
ago.
Maybe you could hit a little bit of what we've been doing with the forestry so that everybody knows where we are with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I can do that.
Just, it doesn't have to be a long one, but just I don't think everybody here really even knows what the program is.
Just off the top of my head, tell you a little bit about that. I guess we started this about
2 years.
Yeah, ago we contacted the state. The state has a program where you can get a grant to survey the land, survey the forest resources on it. The water commissioner set the objectives, and of course our first objective is to manage for water, but there are, you know, sub objectives under there. Anyway, we gave the contractors that we hired through the grant some basic goals. They surveyed all of the property, both the property north of 28 and the property south of 28. And I don't think anybody was surprised, you know, about the results. The stuff south of 28 is a lot newer, younger. The forestry isn't as in good a shape as the stuff north of 28. But they inventoried everything and came up with a list of recommendations. And, you know, the studies are available for anybody that wants to read them. But the basic recommendation is that we take some value out of the north side by harvesting some mature, over mature trees. There's a good understory of trees that would be released and start to grow, you know, faster and better, and then take some of those funds that we accrued through taking some value out of there and invest that in the south side, where there's a good understory of white pine with an overstory of, you know, over mature pitch pine, which is a, you know, a pioneer species that's decadent about now. You know, it's degrading. Anyway, to do some stand improvement work on the south side. So that's the basic recommendations from the study. And there's two separate studies. There's one for the north side trees and one for the south side trees. There's pretty good.
A certain acreage.
Yeah.
Over a certain acreage for them to actually be worth it. And they did it right behind the water department land to the tank. And then from, like you said, the south side, which would be Stanford's Mill Road, Newtown, all the way to the cemetery.
Pretty detailed. I think the north side was split up into five separate parcels.
Yes.
Well, types. Correct. Forest types, and the south side, I can't remember, Chris.
I want to say 19 even.
Yeah.
Quite a few, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a few. And that's all based on tree type, you know, tree and understory type. So they're pretty detailed studies, and that's something that the state supported, and we took advantage of.
Yeah. It didn't cost us a dime to do.
No.
So the goal is we want to manage the trees as best as possible for the best growth, the best natural, they get the wildlife back in there, the natural vegetation, and have a healthy, robust
forestry.
And I have to give credit to both Vic and Ted for taking the lead on this and doing a lot of work. This was very important to them, and I think I'm really glad they did that.
I'd add that, this is very small potatoes compared to the things that Ted has done over the years to give the water company a move forward, both in security and I know I'm getting off the subject here a little bit, but in terms of the whole water system. But it's something that I think, fits with the water company.
It's good. It was good. He did a good job doing this. Yeah.
Okay. Is that a meeting?
Third Wednesday is the 21st.
I have nothing marked on that date. For the 21st.
I've got to get off.
Ted, did you think you gave it? Oh, forget it.
I'm not looking at my calendar. The new guys look at the calendar.
Okay. That's funny stuff, man.
I'll be here, though.
Okay.
I'm okay for that.
All right.
21st it is.
Water Commissioner's meeting.
Same time.
Yep, so 6 p.m.
I want you to invite me in when we have the food.
Okay.
Pizza night.
You can bring the fish. So this is actually a pretty quick meeting. They've gone a lot longer.
Thank you.
I want to wish everyone luck with the upcoming election.
Yeah.
And we'll see everyone at the district meeting.
31st.
Yeah. You ready to adjourn?
I'm ready to adjourn whenever you
Make
are.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.